from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Oh boy, there was a band that once said it's time to, I think they said it's time to slow it down. It's time to cool it down and slow it down and warm it up. So I'm going to cool it down. I'm going to slow it down. You don't have to watch out because it's going to be full of pointless meanders and superfluous tangents. But yeah, I'm going to be slowing things down here because this is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. I was thinking about old 80s music. And then all of a sudden when I said old 80s music, Menudo popped in my head, but not the food Menudo. But anyway, so welcome to Sleep With Me. If you're new, it's a podcast to put you to sleep, but really it's a podcast that takes your mind off of stuff and keeps you company, that cuts through whatever's keeping you awake, that's your friend in the deep, dark night, that takes away some of that loneliness or creates a friendly atmosphere where you could kind of relax. I'm like your boring, a little bit odd friend. Obviously, and for some of you, like, I have pop culture references that are obscure at best and definitely dated. I would say, like, that music probably has aged like a wine has. I don't know, maybe like fine wine. I've not listened to Menudo in a while, but I will try to listen to some soon. But anyway, yeah, if you're new, by the way, this show's very different. It does take a few episodes to get used to because I'm like a friend, a new friend. But first, you know, like rarely do you become some friends with someone right away, especially in the context of me telling you a story to put you to sleep. So I'm more here to apply for the role. So you say, okay, well, kind of, yeah, I'm not sure about you. And I say, that's exactly right. So maybe I'll talk about the genesis of my nickname, Uncle Baby, and how that applies to sleep podcasts coming up, because I did tell my niece, I'm sure I've talked about how my nieces and nephews call me Uncle Baby, she just started listening to the podcast. I don't want to keep her up, though, but, Daniel, Teddy, Anita, Alex, I just spent time with them, so... Hi, Anita. Make sure to fall asleep right after I'm done talking about this. But so welcome to Sleep With Me. Structurally, I'll be back, Anita. First, I got to talk about some other stuff. So this is a podcast that's here to take your mind off stuff. Structurally, the show's very different. It does take some getting used to, like I said. It is very intentional, which I'll explain later. And if you're looking for a different version of the show, you know, we have a great subscription at Sleep With Me Plus. We have a referral program where you could earn ad-free episodes by referring people to the show. You can also subscribe right in most podcast apps or in Apple Podcasts. They have their own subscription. But for most people, they like the structure of this show as it is. But you could kind of see as you become a regular listener what's going to work best for you. But first, yeah, this is our little welcoming part. Then there's going to be support. That means that there's over 600 episodes that you can listen to that are ad-supported, no cost to you. But then after the support is a long, meandering intro, which this is almost becoming of itself, where I go on and on and on. Then there's support. Then there'll be a bedtime story about staying cool in theme parks and listening to attending live performances. And some thank yous at the end. So it's a structure show. I'm really glad you're here. Give it a few tries, see how it goes. But I'm so happy to help you and all my regular listeners. I'm so glad you're back. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up. So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, sleeping with me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is Sarah's Sleepy Supporter Zone. You probably heard about Sarah already. Sarah took the quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep, got a Helix Midnight. And Sarah knows, like a lot of people who have supported the sponsors over the years, let me know about it. Even people who take the free quiz to sign up for a free trial, then they end up becoming a customer of one of those companies. It's powerful. That's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone is all about and why I take the time to thank people like Sarah. I'd love to be thanking you, by the way, too, if you're hearing this, because our sponsors are direct response, meaning they base their support of the podcast, they say, like, on how many people support them back. And in that way, most of the people who listen to Sleep With Me like listening to this ad-supported version of the show. They listen linearly. They wind down during the intro. They fall asleep at some point during the story. So many people benefit from that, including a lot of people who just aren't in a position to support the show or the sponsors. And that's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone is all about. So thank you, Sarah. And thank you, everybody who's ever taken action to support the show. I don't know. It's just important to me to be be able to do this because this is just the way most people want to listen anyway. So thanks, Sarah, for making that possible. If you want to be like Sarah, if you support a sponsor, you take a free trial, you take that quiz, make sure to let the sponsor know about it, let me know about it, and fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors so I can thank you like I just did Sarah. All right, buddy, the second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you need extra resources, check out our show notes. There's links to resources you could connect with right now, including international resources. So use those resources if you're in need, please. You're important to me, and I'm so glad to be able to help you fall asleep and take your mind off stuff. But there's other resources out there for you if you need them. It's also about being a part of positive change, taking action, learning more, not just saying support Ukraine, not just saying stop API hate, not just saying Black Lives Matter, but taking action, learning more. There's links where you could do that in the show notes. In the show, you know, I support a few different things. I realize there's a ton of different ways to support a ton of different stuff. I love hearing about the ways you're taking action to support stuff. But if you want to join us, we're supporting the Midnight Mission and people experiencing homelessness in Los Angeles. You could support that. We're supporting the Trevor Project and all of the affirming and saving work the Trevor Project does. And we're supporting the powerful work the Hand in Hand does. Hand in Hand believes that partnership is the only way forward. Together we live hand in hand. And you can check out that and you can learn more in our show notes, any of those organizations. But you're also welcome to take your own action out there in the world and be a part of positive change. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. And edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Get Lois Anna like banana. Leah does the transcript.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you want to get ad-free episodes for free, story-only episodes for free on Sleep With Me Plus, all you need to do is sign up for our referral program, sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, R-E-F-E-R. Refer people to the free podcast using your link, you know, post stuff on social media, and you'll start earning rewards a few months at a time. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. All right, what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether that's thoughts, like things on your mind or that you're thinking about, thoughts about the past, present, the future, feelings, anything coming up for you emotionally related to those thoughts or feelings that are just there. It could be physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine. You could be traveling, you could have guests coming, you could work a different shift than a lot of people, your work shift could have changed. Whatever is that's keeping you awake, the only reason I go through that stuff is to let you know you're not alone. That's really the most important part about this show. And not everybody feels lonely in the deep, dark night. So, I mean, I also want to say, like, I don't know, validated doesn't feel like the right word, though. Like, I just want to talk about your importance and the importance of you getting the sleep you need and you deserve. But some sort of an acknowledgement, right, that we're here together. And whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I want to acknowledge that that's important and that I can probably relate to how it feels. I might not have been through the exact thing that's keeping you awake, but I may have been through something that feels similar. And even if I haven't, there's enough people listening that there's someone else listening right now, leaning in, who knows how it feels and who's been through something closely similar, and they feel for you. And that's an important thing to recognize and acknowledge. Even if most part of us would say, whoa, whoa, keep that over there. Or part of me is still rolling its eyes at stuff like that, unfortunately. And all I can do is pat that part of me on the back and say, it'll be okay. I realize you're, it's not easy for you to accept that. We know how it feels. So that's one thing. The other thing is you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime where you could get some rest, the rest you need, so your life is more manageable. So you have a bedtime and a bedtime routine where you have something like a boyfriend or something. You say, well, at least this, I got that sleep podcast to listen to. A friend in the deep, dark night. Because when you get the rest you need, your life is better. And that means the whole world is better. And that is the truth. Because everything, you deserve that. And you deserve that. You know what I mean? I'm stumbling over my words now because I'm feeling a little bit, whatever, of intimacy. It's not easy to talk about this stuff. And that's why I try to do it in a respectful way, but it's still important because you're important. So what I'll do here is I'll send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, all to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so you could drift off. And as I said earlier, the show is very different. And probably if you've been having trouble sleeping, you're probably skeptical or doubtful that the show would even work for you. Or you've gotten here and you're like, this doesn't meet my this is very strange. It wasn't what I expected. And that's normal. For most people, that's their first experience of the show is a dismay. I think is a way to generalize it. I don't know, no one's ever called it the spectrum of dismay, but there's a lot of, I've received emails of so many flavors of dismay, including this morning. The far side of dismay might be nice, just because I like the far side. But yeah, this was coming from the shadier side of dismay. Holy moly! But everybody experiences dismay when they get here. Not everybody, but a lot of people, the majority of people, because this show's different, and you've been struggling to sleep, and you're probably fed up a bit. So that's normal. Just give it a few tries and see how it goes. Now, if there's some reason, like the person that emailed me, that you are 100% sure this podcast is not going to work for you, or that you just don't like me, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou has other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff on there that you could check out. And so then maybe one of those shows, maybe one of the other sleep podcasts out there, or some audiobooks or some noise, whatever it is, or a daytime, chill daytime podcast, maybe that could be what helps you get to sleep. So your sleep is still important to me because I know how it feels. Even when those people, even when you have strong dismay, what else? Show's very different. Takes some getting used to. One of the things that takes some getting used to is this is a podcast you don't really listen to. So a lot of people, they say the show never starts until like 40 minutes into the show. And I say, okay, well, just give it a few tries, like see how it goes. Because this is a podcast you just barely listen to. It follows structure that I'll explain in a second, but it's meant to kind of ease you into bedtime, but that you're kind of just barely following along. Now, the intro's, believe it or not, the intro's a bit more, well, the story's still coherent too, but it's a loose coherence. So just get you kind of just listen like an out of focus picture or sand in your hands. You say, I can't really hold on to it. I don't know. You'll kind of see. And this is also a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep, believe it or not. I've been making the show over 10 years now. I don't know if there was any sleep podcast. I don't think there was when I first started. But even though this was like kind of started this thing, it's not meant to put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep, to take your mind off of stuff and be a distraction so you could fall asleep. And what does that mean? It means that I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boar bee, your boars, your boar bruh. I'm here to be your friend and just kind of talk to you while you drift off. Or if you can't sleep, because the episodes are over an hour, because there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company if you need it. I'm here to keep you company if you're awake or asleep, because there's people who are listening who can't sleep or who need a break during the day. They're having a really tough day, or maybe they just need to listen right now, or they woke up. Whatever it is, I'm here for you to the very end, whether you're awake or asleep, so you don't have to fall asleep. That's why there's like 601 episodes ready to go, and you can kind of, as you become a regular listener, kind of pick your favorites. So those are important things to point out. The other thing to point out is, the show takes some getting used to, and I'll talk about the structure last. So I just, you're hearing this episode like a while after I recorded it, but I just spent some time with family. And, you know, my younger nieces and nephews, like I maybe only see them once or twice a year if I'm lucky. And as I said, I just got to spend some time with Anita, Teddy, Daniel, and Alex. And we were kind of talking. They call me Uncle Baby, which is both meant to be a little bit of it's a bit of a joke, but it sounds cool too. It's like Uncle Baby to me sounds cool. And I'm pretty good at playing it up. So then when they call me Uncle Baby, I act like Uncle Baby. But I only became Uncle Baby because I used to be that guy or the guy or that guy over there. And I never had a t-shirt like your favorite uncle or whatever. It was like, hey, like, is that guy coming with us? Or you want to sit next to that guy? Yeah, okay, I could sit next to that guy. He's kind of silly. And then just like the podcast, and that's what some people say, that boring guy is their partners or people in their life. Or I don't think I've ever become Uncle Baby to anybody listening, but I could. It's Uncle Baby's more of a daytime, it's more of a non-sleep time nickname. Because, I mean, there's like the real world Uncle Baby that just tries to make kids laugh by my over-the-top behavior. Or my natural behavior. Then there's a Uncle Baby, the imaginary Uncle Baby. That's like there's a acoustic bass playing, and I'm walking down the street, and people, you know, doing some point, you know, hey, Uncle Baby's in town. That's right. Uncle Baby is here. But no one knows about that Uncle Baby's life. It's like my own fan fiction. It took my, just like it takes some time for a lot of people to get used to the podcast, that's a natural process for everything, right? I don't just become your boyfriend. I have to kind of slowly go through the trust building process, or by boring you and going off topic and just barely engage, say, not quite boring me, you're just not. And I say, yeah, I've done, you know, I do it during the day too. I went from being that guy to Uncle Baby. So that's the Uncle Baby Genesis story, I promised. What else? Oh, structure of the show. The show is designed in a very specific way. And that's just because, based on feedback over the past 10 years of what works best. But you can't adjust the show. So I kind of tell you, the show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Then I kind of go on a tangent. But that's, again, that guy probably. You say, okay, I could check that podcast out, maybe. Like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, I'm not totally a fan of it yet, but I'll keep listening. Then there's support. So paying for the podcast is optional. For people that want an ad-free version, they sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or the referral program. But for most people, the sponsor support works great for them. And so then there's an intro after the support. And the intro is, it's separate from the support. And it started, I don't know, like the intro is about 15 to 20 minutes long. And the intro is where I explain what the podcast is ineffectively, like I did tonight. but you get a general idea of what the show is going to be like. For regular listeners, it follows a similar structure, but it's different every time. So you have something new to look forward to. Whatever keeps you awake, it can't quite adjust because it doesn't know what's coming. Didn't know I'd be talking about Uncle Baby. And for some of you, I mean, for regular listeners, they'd say that's probably the nickname. I mean, I would have never guessed your nickname was Uncle Baby, but it makes perfect sense. So they're kind of barely giggling. What was the point? Oh, so the intro, though, you say, well, why would a podcast have like a 15 to 20 minute intro? Shouldn't it just be the, and I say, well, the intro serves another purpose, which is to ease you into bedtime. The intro is not really here to put you to sleep. It does put a small percentage of people asleep. There's a small percentage of people that skip the intro. There's people who, listen to the intros or people that just listen to story only versions of the show. But for most people, the intro is the wind down. So it's not really here to put you to sleep. You could be in bed getting comfortable, or you could be getting ready for bed or winding down. And that's just what works for me and the majority of people, is having a bedtime routine to ease you into bedtime, to have some transition. And so that's what the intro is there for. Then there's support. Then it'll be our bedtime story. Then it'll be my neighbor Ray talking about staying cool and seeing performances at theme parks. And then there's thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure of the show. It's why I make the show. And I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're a regular listener, welcome back, or you're new, I'm glad you're here. Thank you so much for coming by. I work hard, so do a bunch of other people, because we yearn and we strive. We really want to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer, because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area, not to mention they live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings, because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor, because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode, or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere, in my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. All right, buddy, this is Scoots. I'm just setting up my neighbor, Ray Perkins, who's going to come on and talk about a Renaissance fair we went to this summer. And I wanted to give a shout out to Alan, who Ray and I got to meet at the, Ray wasn't with me actually, but I got to meet Alan, a listener from Sleep With Me who recognized me. And I want to thank Alan for saying hi and kind of dedicate this episode to Alan, because it's very rare, one, that I meet any listeners from Sleep With Me in person, but to meet someone at a place where I'm doing research for the show. And I had, it was so wild, because I'd just gotten, this Renaissance fair has really bounced back. So there was long lines for a lot of stuff, and we were there for a while. We're really doing the Renaissance fair up. So we needed some coffee. So we'd gotten cappuccino, maybe they had, not coffee. And I had gone to get them. And that's when I ran into Alan and a couple of people Alan was with. And it was like, Alan said, wait a second, are you the guy that makes, are you Scooter? And I was like, holy cow. And I had 3 hot coffees in my hands. So I couldn't it was just so cool. And so we took some pictures together, and, I don't know. It was awesome. So I really appreciate it. And knowing that Alan listens to the show and lives in the area where I grew up in generally, I don't know, small world. So it's cool. So thank you, Alan, for saying hi. And without further ado, here's my neighbor, Ray Perkins. Hello, 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 everybody. This is your neighbor, Ray. Scooter's neighbor, Ray. But in your heart, I'm your neighbor, too. So this is your neighbor, Ray. Scooter, we didn't do a father figure day, so you think this will be the father figure? Scooter's shrugging his ears at me. So I'm, just in case you're new, welcome to Sleep With Me. I'm Scooter's neighbor, Ray. Some people say, Scooter, how does, who's Ray? I sound a bit like Scooter, because I've learned from him how to do a sleep podcast. And I used to call him the pod boy because that's what he is. He's my little pod boy, though I haven't called him in a while. My pod boy is all grown up. I would like to pinch his cheeks. But I'm Scooter's neighbor twice, not removed, but I moved twice moved. I met Scooter years ago. Before the podcast, even, though he wasn't very, even during the podcast, he didn't really... He doesn't have a lot to say to people, though he's working on that. So we'll have to see. He's really trying to grow up. So I ran into him when I was in Neighbor. I'm very outgoing, and I said, I always like to say, just do your best. I'd like to know you though. But Scooter was, you could listen to other episodes. I want to get into this run. And hello to Alan. I did not get to meet Alan because Scooter had gone off to get us all coffees. We were there with one of Scooter's brothers. And Scooter's she's not a little one anymore. Once upon a time, she was the little one. We'd refer to her as his daughter, as the little one. But, no longer. But what an experience we had at this Renaissance Festival in Sterling, New York. I have the what is this? This is not the brochure, but this is the, I don't know, the this has the schedule on here, the map, everything we need. And you can find out more at sterlingfestival.com, where excitement reigns. And this was this year, or the year last year, because it's almost the end of the year. It was July 1st through August 13th. I don't know when we went. It was in August, I think, or the end of July. Oh, it says price 50 cents, though. We got these for free when we paid. And there's a 1-800 number. That's rare, an 800 number. So I guess I'll talk about it a little bit because this was, let's see, how do I talk about it without a... Okay, so this was one of the, like, our best Renaissance Fair experience. And I don't want to point any fingers, but especially not at Mother Nature. But Mother Nature, in this case, did play a factor because Mother Nature, the weather was warm, but not too hot. It was partly sunny, so it wasn't too sunny. So that was part one. Mother Nature, it didn't rain and it hadn't rained the night before because the Renaissance Fair can get muddy, you know. So that was one part. The other part was we had a small party. It was just the four of us. And that makes, we were all pretty flexible. But we decided we would intentionally go to shows on time and try to pick shows ahead of time and sit through the show to experience some shows fully. Because what happens is, what we found is that if you're in a group of people, everybody not only has their different expectations, but the different ability, where they want to go. And, you know, timing show, like this was a nice group and we had set the intention, hey, let's go to some shows for the whole time. Let's pick them while we're sitting. We'll try to get to the shows early and we'll see if we could go to quite a few shows. Otherwise, you kind of just eat and walk around and you maybe see a couple shows or you separate. And again, this was also like we talk about with the Six Flags or the Dickens Fair. You're not going to be able to do this is a benefit. This is, what do they call it? A feature, not a flaw. But you're not going to be able to do everything. And I mean, I guess at this price, I don't know how much it costs. I don't see a price on here. Not inexpensive, but not, you know, costing as much as these theme parks. Understandably, but actually with the val, when you think about it, let's just say for saying sake that it was $50, maybe we'll look it up, but pretty easy to get $50 of value out of this, I would say. And now, again, not everybody's in a position to do that. I understand that. Now, a couple other things about this specific Renaissance Fair. Well, one, when Scooter was just a lad, he fell in love with one of the performers at a distance at the Renaissance Fair when he was just a high school lad, I believe. And she was performing in one of the, they used to close out the night with a full, like a shorter version of a Shakespearean play. So that was one thing. And that was only when Scooter, that was the only time Scooter went, I think in his whole life, because it's just not the kind of thing with Scooter's family, like eight people, that's pretty expensive in all the age ranges. But this was a highly promoted thing in both Syracuse and Rochester, I believe, because it's kind of placed perfectly in between those two metro areas and then all the surrounding areas. So that was one thing. The other thing is that this one is, it's built on its own grounds. So it has permanent structures. It is built into a hill. And they've added new structures, and actually they even had a new structure this year that we didn't get to, we walked over to it, but we didn't get to see a performance, like a new stage. And so that is another nice feature. Very much like the Dickens Fair, you do not want, and I think it'll probably be different next year, but you really want to time your eating or bring food, because the lines for food can be very long, especially nowadays in this world, like a Renaissance Fair. Particularly, this location was remote, so I don't think your phone didn't always have service, and not all the vendors had internet service. So it's like some were cash only and some were cashless. And, you know, like, no offense, you know, Ray, you know, I'm older than Scooter, but I would prefer, I prefer a cashless transactions. Much easier for everybody in line and for the people working. But you got to do what you got to do. So you will have to wait in very long lines if you're eating, though that hasn't always been the case. And so, like, pre-2020, there were times the lines were long. And there were times that they were sparse because Scooter remembers eating hot dogs and not waiting in line, he said. But I think this was the first year, so we've been going pretty regularly, not every year, but anytime Scooter can convince people to go, he goes. But, you know, that doesn't always translate into, it kind of depends on the group of people you're bringing. And I think what we saw with this one is go in with your, like, your smallest group possible. But we'll see next year if we go or not. Oh, this is in New York State, by the way, where Scooter and I was not far from where Scooter grew up, but also in the middle. Like, took us about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour to get there. You think, Scooter? Scooter thinks so. So it's very large. It does involve a lot of walking. It's a lot of uneven paths. So the last time Scooter went with his father and his mother, you know, it's not easy for his mother to navigate all these paths. Plus it had been raining, so then it was even slippier. So you do have to take that into account, when you're planning ahead of time and you're planning your group. Also, there's a lot of all ages shows. But, you know, that appeal to a certain age range of kids, but a smaller age of kids is going to be tough for them to sit down through shows, I think. So, okay, so let's see. Now, one of the things, this is on the back of the brochure, I don't know what to call this thing. A playbill, I guess. So one of the things that distinguishes the Sterling Renaissance Fair from other Renaissance festivals, a Renaissance festival, is it has a full-time professional core of actors and performers from across the country, and weeks of rehearsal and training go into the varied and colorful citizens of Warwick you see all around you. And they're called the Wildwood Players, Wildwood Players, and they're the citizens of Warwick. And so they had Queen Elizabeth's court, they had the Queen, Cardinal, Sir Walter Raleigh, Sir Francis Drake, Lady Dorothy Edmonds, and Lady Margaret Radcliffe. And Scooter saw a show with them that was quite good. Then you have the villages of Warwick, Lord Mayor, Lady Mayor, Mayor's daughter, Mayor's nurse, the Sheriff of Warwick, the Constable, the Watchman, the Innkeeper, and the Scullery. Scooter, do you know if you saw, Scooter doesn't think he saw, in the past we've gone to the dunking show. Well, then there's another Scullery, Brigand, Enoch, the alchemist, and the alchemist's assistant. We saw that show. Gossamer Tangle Swirl. And then Washers. We saw the Washer show. Then there's Rogues and Vagabonds. Was that Travelers and Thieves or Rogues and Vagabonds, the Blues Traveler album? I got a laugh out of him with that. That's a deep cut joke for all of you. Rogues and Vagabonds or Travelers and Thieves? Okay, there's the Uptightman, the Cut Purse, the person who takes things, the Catching Things, someone who's gallant, someone who's... So there's different people that are rogues and vagabonds. Okay, we didn't read this part, or at least I didn't know. Rosettes. If you look closely, you'll notice all the villages of Warwick wear unique rosettes in honor of the Queen. Actually, with so many visitors arriving dressed in the garb of the day, we thought you might like a way to tell the villages from the visitors. So that is helpful. Then there's the entertainment staff. They have an artistic director, assistant artistic director, production stage manager, technical director, historian, music director, action director, costume designer, wardrobe manager, assistant wardrobe intern. And then we have scenario directors, and then workshop instructors, interactive theater technique, director of improvisation, creative development, styles director, and styles instructors. Okay, so now we're going to go through, let's see, we'll go to the shows last because we have plenty of time here to work our way through. Next up is Wildwood Players. You stroll through the beautiful Warwick, and you'll find yourself greeted by the town citizens who warmly welcome you. This is the oldest full-time professional acting troupe of any Renaissance festival, and the inspiration behind many interactive entertainment groups and theme parks across the country. In addition to many lane encounters you'll experience, I guess that's like a theater of the atmosphere, whatever, the Wildwood Players present stage performances throughout the day. Some of the scheduled shows are listed. Some are unannounced events that happen throughout the day, so keep your eye out. Okay, so we'll come back to it. Then it has lists of games and rides. So there's rides, tomatoes. There's a slide. We did go down the slide. I think that's been closed. But when Scooter asked if it had been closed for the past few years, the person said it hadn't. But we did go down the slide. I don't know if it's designed so much for adults. There's also, you can be show how strong you are. You can throw things. There's a pirate ship and a sea friend. You can go. These are wooden human-powered attractions. There's a maze. When we went with little kids, we would go in the maze. And you will get out of this maze, unlike the fish song. Don't worry, you'll find your way out of the maze. Though you probably don't want to do it probably want to do it every 3 or 4 years. Let's see, there's camels you could say hi to. There's a barrel you could go in a ride in, which Scooter and Scooter's daughter did once, I think. You could go for a horse ride on the roundabout. There's a hamster wheel where you get your own, where you grind your own snow cone. We watched that one. There's tossing of darts. The crow's nest is the one Scooter had gone in. Then there's, you could throw a cannonball. There's different other things, archery, ball tossing, carousello. Do you remember? I don't know if we saw the carousel. And there's even a museum. And then there's a remembrance shop. Then there's a lot of artisans, fine artists and craft folk from the far corners of the realm. And there's a gift shop. That's a remembrance shop. There's people that sell bags, wings on glass wings, stained glass, heart hat shop, wooden defensive items from the Black Swan, soap and body products from the Handmaid's Garden, High Point Crafts, brooms, fans, and walking sticks, Fae Fancies and Elfin Essentials, that's from Dusty Wire Fairy Creations, horn vessels, Valhalla for horns, that's a horn you drink out of. But so this is, I guess, a tangent. We ran. There was a gentleman who bought a horn that you blow, and he had overindulged, and he was just parading through it, blowing the horn. But it was so irritating that even the group he was with, they were walking like 15 feet in front of them, and he blew it. Every time he blew it, he was full of joy. But no one else was, but he was oblivious to that fact, because he thought each time he blew it that it was very unique. And Scooter was not annoyed because he said, I've been that guy before. Like Scooter said, I mean, he couldn't judge, but he said, I would have been out of my loop. I don't know if the general, you know, you could walk Renaissance Fair. I think you have to have a shirt, but maybe you don't. Maybe you just had some sort of shirt, like low coverage shirt on, you know, with braces and those kind of things. But Scooter said, you know, I would have been the guy walking around blowing the horn and, you know, being left behind. But it was just funny in a sense because he just kept blowing it. Like he would walk 10 feet, then he'd blow it again. And he would look around like he was waiting for applause. And I think in his head he was hearing some encouragement, but I don't think anyone was encouraging him. Like maybe the first two times he blew it after he bought it, he got encouraged. But we don't like Scooter said, that was Scooter. Okay, then we have fairy wings and unicorn horns from Fairy Haven. Children's clothing from Bella's Baubles and Babes in the Woods. Sculptures by Jason. Another sculpture by Bob. Rainbow weaving by Stacy. Art glass. Silver mail. Silver mail makes me want to sing. Silver mail. Silver mail. It might be under your armor. Going jingling. Starfire. New World mugs in wood. Flutes from Wild Rose Creations, pottery by Jason, henna body art by Maha, fiber weaving inch by inch, pottery Middle Earthen Wares, fairy doors by Blue Toucan Fairy Doors, book binding by Greenleaf Books with an E, wings at the hatchery, Threads of Time clothing, Catskill Mountain shoes, Madrigan's mail. That's another one for chainmail. Hair sticks at KJ Craftworks, handcrafted things at Scapa, Moon Phase pendants by Moonchild Designs. I think that's the one where they stamp the things. They do that at the Dickens Fair. You got tarot, tea leaf readings, palmistry, and mediums by appointment. Pewter smithing by Belena Bay Pewter. Hollow earth stuff to practice with. Herbs, olfactory, lavender farm. Little Wing Studios, jewelry. Crystal Visions, lampwork glass. Linda's heirlooms, garlands, and flowers. Oh boy, are those nice. Royal Rags by Laura. Clothing by Morseca. The coin mint, oh, maybe that's the one where they mint coins. Maha's henna. Hair braiding. Games and novelties at the Realm. Flowers by Jennifer. Woodworking and candles, Elder Earth, beeswax candles, honey tincture and salves by the Pixie Traveling Medicine Show. Beekeepers, they do alchemy and beekeeping talks. Shoulder puppets by Imaginarium Galleries. Face painting by Face and Body Art by Liza. Flute and songbooks by Ocarinas. Oh, drinking horns, Wassail horns, metal sculpture, Castile Galleries, painted ladies' face painting, woven hammocks by Chrysalis Hammocks, wood carving at the Wooden Unicorn, walking sticks at Renaissance Hiking Sticks, hidden watches, clip clocks, Dacian Fox, Heart's Delight clothing, and Shepherd's Moon jewelry. All right, so that's like covers the artisans. Now let's get to the shows, all right? Okay, this one we failed to go to. We tried to go to the Antics of the Wild. This is all the stage Antics of the Wildwood players. Maybe I'll just, some of these I'm going to have to skip because... I don't know. Let's see here. Well, we'll have to. We could recap some times, but I don't want to go through the shows we went to. But we did try to go to this Warwick Inn show. It was supposed to be 11:15, 1:30, and 5. A Faulty Tower style show of fun. Inside the inn is an intimate pub with interior balcony. Oh, well, unscheduled antics take place. On the outside, you'll find these hysterical adventures. But we tried to see that. We were unsuccessful, so I don't know. We sat down, I think, at 11:15. Maybe not. I don't know. And they said, no, 1:30 or 5. That's what scheduled antics are. Well, maybe 12:45, because it's Braggart's Row, which was next door to the Warwick Inn. Oh, no, we looked at this. This was one of the ones, they have a feast and a meeting there. I know where this is. We didn't go there, but we, like, because there was another show, 3:30, 12:45. I don't know. It was competing with another show we were watching. Probably, I don't know. Then the laundry layer, which used to be lower, but this got moved up top. And we saw the show, so we'll talk about it later. The House of Psychic, I think we saw this one with Enoch the Alchemist. So we saw this one. This was the first show we saw. So we saw that show. Then the Fairy Ring, nestled in the heart of the fair, is a stone place you could easily walk by. We miss this one. Beneath the stair is the and winding ramp lies of Warwick's own fairy ring. Tiny and unseen, they've been there all along. But this time you could go meet Gossamer Tangle Swirl. You could see it throughout the day, but especially at 11:15, 1:30, 2:45. And so we saw two of those shows. Okay, now there's more entertainers of the realm. The dunk stage. We did not do this year because we had, we just didn't make it there. But, because we'd seen it a couple of years in a row. It's a funny, funny show. The Constabulary teaches justice in the depths of the frog pond twice daily. High comedy show. That's at 12:45 and 3:30. Then the Royal Festival Stage. There's Her Majesty's Court, scheduled antics at 12:45, and then a courtly duel. This was another very good show. We saw this. It was at 4:15. And I don't know if that was the last show we saw, but it was excellent. Okay, then stage acts. Is there any times for the... Oh, they'll be later in the show. So these are the stage acts. So this will help us figure out... So the joust, that's a full joust. I think they do that twice a day. That's by W. Horse Productions. Judas and Magnolia. This was new. They're a team of award-winning artists. We wanted to see this one. I don't think we got to see that one. Cirque Brava. We've seen this. We saw this one, and we really like this one. We've seen this 2 years in a row. C-I-R-Q-A Brava. Or maybe we missed it 1 year and we saw it, but it's high-flying acrobats, mesmerizing delight, and it has comedy too. Then the El Zappos Zany Magic Circus. We didn't see this one either, I don't think. Balancing stunts, audience volunteers, Birds in the Sky. We didn't see that one, but we saw the birds, owl, vulture, falcon, hawk. We saw that one. This one we saw last year, another really high quality show, Theater of Fools, Wacky Chicken Show. It's inspired by, Shakespeare's, Theater of Fools. It's hysterical. It was that was a great show too. We saw that 2 years ago. Then we definitely saw this one this year. So we already have four shows. This was the, five shows? Five. So we saw over five shows. This is the Harmless Juggling Show. And that was Madcap Comedy. And some of the best juggling I've ever seen. Clan Tinker Circus. We saw this 1 or 2 years ago. Traveling performers who take you by the hand, leading you into the world of wonder. So that's a good show. We didn't see it last year, though. Daniel the Duke, series of poor decisions. And we've seen him before. He's also very good. Nature of Mercy, energetic comedy show that teaches children the power of honor and compassion. I haven't seen that one. Emery's Fleet, this show we saw, it's about this guy's pet collection. It's more puppets. This was features Wilbur, the dancing puppet pet. You'll feel like you've had a nap. It's just a comedy show. Very well done, though. And then Emery walks around a lot, too. So a good walking around character. Falconry. This is just a display of the show for later, I think. Giacomo, the jester. Magic rope walking and obnoxious behavior. And then Lucy, like Venus with arms. That's all it says about that show. Gabs the Fool. Gabs on a journey of wonder, a quiet wonder, performing in the lanes all season and four shows daily on July 8th and 9th. Oh, so some of these are limited performances. That's why, like El Zappo, Judas and Magnolia, though that was playing when we were there, it looks like. And then Irregulars, Highland Bagpipes and Drums. Oh, they do have themed weekends, that's why. Then Musical Groups and Minstrels, Cantiga, they played. So Scoot, I think we're missing. Oh, no, okay. So on in the stage acts, we saw Cirque Brava. We'll talk about it because we'll try to recap our day. The Juggling. And Emery's Fleet, right? Is that all the ones we saw? You think so? And we tried to go see a couple other ones. We didn't make it, huh? Okay, Empty Hats, that's Celtic Music, Unplugged but Wired. Jim Hancock and Friends, that's in a pub sing. Cranog, Celtic Songs, Ballads and More. Lord Kelly and Carmichael, Scottish Emissary to the Queen. Merry Mischief, toe-tapping ballads, ditties, and more. And Wolmut, bagpipes and drums. And then there's ones that are not for children. There's two shows. Scooter's dad loved the one, Arthur Greenleaf Holmes. And then there's another one. So those ones, they say not for children. Okay, so let's look at the schedule here, though I don't have my glasses. So the show started at 10:05. There was the opening ceremony. We weren't there for that. We definitely weren't there at 10:30, though I think Scooter wanted to be there at 10:30. 11:15. Okay, 10:30 was the town revels and the pet show and dance. So nothing super going on in Cantiga. Okay, 11:15 is a juggling show, but we don't think we saw that one because Scooter thinks the first show we saw was at 11:15. There it is. Okay, so the other shows at 11:15 that we didn't see were the juggling show, which is strange because I thought that was the second thing we saw. Scooter's shrugging his head. Well, let's look at the Applewood stage. Yeah, no, that's where that juggling show was, Scooter. Okay, well, anyway, Merry Mischief, Empty Hats, Celtic Music, Daniel the Duke, Comic Equilibrium, House of the Flagon, the Book of Alchemy. That's the one we saw. I'm almost positive that was the first show we saw at 11:15. Though it is possible we saw it at 12:45, but I don't think so. So, okay, so probably the first show we saw. You could also saw the Theater of Fools, the Wacky Chicken Show, Wool Mutch or whatever, Gossamer Tangle Swirl, Circa Brava, Shakespeare for Not for Children, or Falconry. Okay, but let's pretend we saw, let's just say, but how did we see the... The strange thing is, I don't know, Scooter, I think we probably saw the Book of Doom, the Book of Alchemy at 12:45, because then, do you think we got there that late? I mean, maybe we did. Okay, so let's pretend we got there. Maybe we got there later than we thought. So, I guess it would make sense since we're there so late. Okay, so let's pretend we missed that round, 11:15. Maybe we got there round 12-something. So Cantiga, Giacomo, Crenag, Irish Music, Wishing Well Show, some sort of public trouble show, Nature of Mercy, family show, Clan Tinka Circus. Okay, Circus Brava. Okay, so this helps. It doesn't help us work backwards. Okay, maybe we saw Cirque Brava at 3 then. Yeah, we're working backwards now. Okay, so you could have saw, where were we? Clan Tinka or the Joust. That's when the Joust is going on. Arthur Greenleaf Holmes or either the Zany Magic Circus or the Escape Family. Okay, so I'm thinking we got there at, so we got there around 12:15, between 12:15 and 12:30, we'll say. And then we, so this makes a little bit more sense. This is what Ray loves. We're piecing it together piece by piece. Okay, so 12:45, we could have gone to Empty Hats, Merry Mischief, Daniel the Duke, The Feast, The Book of Alchemy, which we did. Okay, this is making more sense. No, not quite making sense yet, Scooter, but I think you're right, because we could have gone to the Puppet Pet Show, Her Majesty's Court, the Dunk Show, Wolgut, Theater Fools, Shakespeare, or Falconry. So we went to the Book of Alchemy. Now, that was a fun show. It was a slow-building comedy show with two people working together and had audience interaction with singing. So then it became kind of a comedy music show with a little bit of magic in there and a decent amount of kids participating and everybody singing along. So we recommend that show. That was at 12:45. And also we ate our lunch while waiting for that show to start. So maybe we tried to go to something else and then we went over there. But I remember we sat there before the show started. So it makes sense. We got to 12:30. Okay, then we went to the juggling after. So that makes sense because the juggling's pretty close and was at 1:30. And yeah, we ate our lunch, it took almost a large portion of the show to get our lunch. We took turns waiting in line. Okay, so then we saw the juggling show. Now, the juggling show is excellent, but I got to say something. So the poor juggler, it was perfect. It was in a very shady spot. The juggling was great, but at one point, the juggler is like, have they ever seen anybody, I don't know, juggle 3 balls with 1 hand or something? And someone raises a hand. Now, don't ever do this. I understand the temptation, but someone in the audience raises a hand and they start juggling with 3 balls in 1 hand or something. And they're like, oh yeah, I could do that. And then they tried to do it again, like upstage the performer. I mean, they were younger. They were not a child. They were probably like late high school to somewhere between 17, and they were a male, between 17 and 27, I would say. Don't do it. Hello, like the juggler's juggling. You're not there to juggle in the audience unless you're an invited thing. It was just so funny. I'm not doing it justice because it was like a comedy sequence. They said, someone said, yeah, no, I can do it right now. And they started doing it. And even the performer was like, huh. And I think they had something somewhat kind but deflecting to say. But it was like, hello, put your juggling balls away. You're a guest of a juggling show. I don't know. I'd have to check with Scooter and his brother and stuff. But it was just like, did this just happen? Did an audience member just troll a juggler by like kind of trying to upstage them? I could juggle 4 balls with my hand, 1 hand. So, because they were like, have you ever, I mean, like it was something, I think it was like 3 balls with 1 hand is pretty hard, or 2 balls even. And I don't know. It wasn't so like, and they were there with a date they were trying to impress clearly. So that was another part of it. It didn't go as poorly as it sounds either. Everybody just moved on except for Scooter, because Scooter's still like, you believe that guy? Hello, he's trying to juggle. We don't need you juggling out there. But if you're a comedian, I guess you say, well, that, like, what do they call it when the audience members have something to say because they think they're funny? I mean, this person was doing the same thing, but they, that happened to Scooter, actually. Like, he did a live show where it was open admission, and it was at a conference, and there was people, and it was after a cocktail hour. And so people came in and they tried to, like, whatever, do it. And then people were like, be quiet, it's a sleep podcast. You why don't you go interrupt a juggler? So anyway, that was one of the funniest things we saw from the audience. So that was at 1:30. Okay, then we went to the Queen's Parade. So this is making sense. Queen's Parade was at 2:15. Other shows were The Nature of Mercy, Themed Weekend Costume Contests, Rogues Revels, Gossamer Tangle Squirrel, Clan Tinker Circus, Falconry, Circa Brava, Arthur, and yeah, then this Queen's Parade. Everybody's in that Queen's Parade. Okay, now it's going to get confusing because what did we see next? We saw... Maybe I could work backwards. Okay. This is interesting here. Okay, so I know how many. So we've seen two shows. I forgot how many we saw total. Cirque Brava, we still have the puppet show, the stage show with the professional performers, not to anybody else in the Cirque Brava. Okay, we'll figure it out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so this makes sense. So we'll figure it out in here. Okay, so 2:45. Cantiga, Wolmut, Cronog, Daniel, the Duke. So we didn't see any of those shows. The Wishing Well show with Laundry. We did see that show. So we either saw it at 2:45 or 4:15. So we're close here. Giacomo, Gossamer Tangle Squirrel, Theater Fools, Shakespeare. Okay, so we probably saw the Wishing Well show at 2:45, and then Scooter's brother was a part of the show. And the show is very bawdy, but goes over most of the kids' head. But they, like, are looking for the most muscular men that are tall and very muscular. And they picked Scooter's brother, who's a tall, muscular man, and then a man who is even more muscular and in the same tallness. And I think they had him do different, I don't know, it was part of a play, very high comedy, very well-trained performers. Again, these are the paid performers, and really well done. And I mean, a huge crowd. This was a show we got to right when it started, so we couldn't even sit down. And that must be the time we saw that show, because there's no overlap. Okay, so then the next show would have been, 3:30. Okay, so then the next show, Harmless Juggling. We already had seen that. Empty Hats, Celtic Music, Merry Mischief, Swindles, Book of Alchemy, the Pet Puppet Show. So that's what we saw. We went from the Wishing Well to the Pet Puppet Show. We got there early. We got seats. And that's when Scooter left to go get coffees. And that's when he met our friend Alan, which was cool. So around 3:20 is when he met Alan. And then Nature of Mercy, the Dunking Show, Clan Tinker, Cirque Brava, Arthur Holmes, and then the Zany Circus Show. Okay, so 4:15. Yeah, this is it. We're on target now. We figured out our schedule. It was 4:15. We could have seen Cantiga, Cronog, Jim Hancock, Daniel the Duke, Wishing Well, which we already saw, Town Auction, A Courtly Duel. But this was more like an importance of being titled. It was more like a send-up royalty. The Queen's in the show. And everybody's trying to write this, like, one of the main characters trying to write a play, and everybody's getting in the way of the play. Like, it's just a very funny show. And then music, Gossamer Tangle Squirrel, Theater of Fools. Again, the Theater of Fools show is like a Shakespeare Falconry. And then at 5 o'clock, we saw Cirque Brava. I think we tried to go see the Escape show or the Zany Circus, but that wasn't that weekend. So we definitely, okay, that makes sense then. So at 5 o'clock, you could have seen Cantiga, Juggling, Empty Hats, Mischief, Judah and Magnolia. I think, oh no, that's a different stage. The In-Between, Town Meeting, the Puppet Show, Clantinka Circus, Cirque Brava, that's what we saw, Arthur Holmes, Zany Magic, or Zappos, and the Cirque Brava show is really well done. It has some comedy, audience, one person who's quiet, one person who talks, and a lot of like aerial performing is really well done. Then closing it out was the Joust, and then two different music shows, and then a final pub sing. And they also have themed weekends, Family Appreciation Weekend, Romance Weekend, Ale Fest Weekend, Pirate Weekend. That may have been the weekend we went because Alan was dressed as a pirate. And then Highland Weekend, Fairy. Oh, no, maybe we were at the August 5th through the 6th, I think. That's when we were there, Scooter. Maybe Fantasy Fairies in the Future. That's probably when we were there. And then the grand finale weekend. And yeah, there's a map of the thing. It's pretty wide. You know, you go in, you could go, if you go, usually we'll go in the main gate and then we'll go straight to the privies. And then you walk around Braggart's Row. That's where a few stages are. There's usually music playing. The Warwick Inn is there. And what we did was that's when we ended up at the House of the Psychic. And then we kind of got food, waited. Then we went over to the Applewood stage to see, was it the Bankside stage? Where's the, the Applewood stage. We saw the Juggling. Then we walked through Armory Square. And we didn't see anything there. Then I lose track of what we did next, even though we already went through it. Do we go to the parade next? Yeah, I guess so. Then we watched the parade. We walked around, came back up, went to the laundry show. Then went to the puppy. At some point, we walked all the way around down. I think waiting for the parade to start, we did a lot of walking. Oh, yeah, because there's privies there. And we're trying to find any place you could get a drink or food without waiting in a long line. But that did not necessarily work. And again, Scooter was like, thank God I'm sober because the lines and the price of alcohol. And then, yeah, so, yeah, that's it. You should check it out or check out your own Renaissance Fair. I know not everyone's different. And it probably is cooler when it's like in a permanent location. Just because then they have permanent structures and things. But who knows? The only one we ever went to that was, a Scooter ever went to that was different. I went to it separately than him. That got made into a housing development. It was up in Novato years and years ago, probably 20 years ago, 15 years ago. That was gone. But anyway, thanks everybody for joining us. Thanks, Alan, for saying hi. And good night from your friend Ray and all the Wildwood players. Good night, everybody. All right. I want to thank all the people that moved over to Sleep With Me Plus from Patreon. Next round of people, I want to thank Penny, Emily, and Stephen. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Emily, Wendy, and Stephen with PH. First season of Stephen with a V. Thanks, and good night. Jennifer, Josh, and Justina. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Carol, Richard, and Matthew. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Eric, Jan, and Stephen, PH. Another Stephen. Wow, three Stephens already. The three Stevens is like the three tenors of people that came over from Patreon to Sleep With Me Plus. Nathalie, Carol, and Larry. Thank you. Thanks. Good night. Aubrey, Amy S., and Amy L. There you go. Some Amy's in the house now. Thanks. And good night. Pam, Elaine, and Bethany. Thanks. And good night. Alexander, Mateo, and Aaron. Thanks. And good night. And Abby and Mike. Thanks, everybody who supports the show directly, whether it's Sleep With Me Plus or you're a patron, whether you moved over to Sleep With Me Plus or you're still getting ready to move over, or you support the show on Apple Podcasts, or you support our sponsors. That's really how the show, everybody gets a benefit from the show because of you and the actions you take. Thousands of people for each one of you that does something. And if you're wondering, hey, I'm not in a position to support the show financially, you could spread the word. Just join our referral program at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, R-E-F-E-R, and let people know about the show. You could even, if you refer three people to the show, you could get 3 months of ad-free episodes of Sleep With Me. Six people, you get 6 months, and so on. So get out there and spread the word, and thanks for the support. Thanks, and good night, everybody. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in the, my app is I think this is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts: the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53. Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabolix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabolix, so that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.